Good morning. Happy Veterans Day. 11-11-13, 9:27 a.m. It's going to be a noisy first mile or so, first little bit here. There's a lot of traffic out this morning, a lot more than I expected. And I got a guy with a leaf blower up here, pushing about 5 leaves around. It's like, dude, why? Yeah, 17 minutes on the first mile. Not too bad, not too bad. Moving along. 45 seconds in. Rocket. Okay, Monday. It's a little bit late because I had therapy at 9, at 8. Tomorrow morning I'll be out as soon as I get the kid to school and get back again, I hope. Now, yesterday was... apparently yesterday was a tired day. Because I went to bed as soon as we got back from the play, which is around 11 o'clock. And slept until almost 10. Which isn't to say I didn't wake up a couple of times. But I woke up, and even though the sun was up, I said, no. I'm going to roll over and see if I can go back to sleep. And I did. 2 or 3 times. Despite the fact that I needed to be up and writing, I didn't. I still got, oh, I don't know, maybe I got 1,000 words yesterday. I might have got 1,200. It was not a big production week, and my goal of 50,000 words by Sunday evaporated. I'm at like 36,000. So I have to make up 14,000 in the next 10 days, which means 6,500 words a day. Starting today and through the 20th, then I'll be back on track for my 100,000 on the 20th, back on track for a full book by the end of the month. Now, it could be that I run out of book before I reach 100,000 words. If I get to the end of the story, and it's only like 85 or 90,000 words, that's good enough. That's achieving my goal, which is the meta goal, the larger goal, which is to have a full first draft by the end of the month. Now, Tana's stories typically run about 100,000 words, so that's what I'm shooting for. And I'll see when I get there if I have the right number of words. But from a quantitative production standpoint, which is different from the qualitative goals, from a quantitative production standpoint, I'm not too bad. I only need 14,000 words by the end of the month to actually win NaNoWriMo, because 50,000 words is what the month is supposed to be. But I will have fallen far short of my main goal, which is to write a book in a month. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this. I probably have like 6 dozen times already, but November is really a test month. November is really establishing the practices that I need to write 6 books next year. So January, I'm going to write another book. January will be NaNoWriMo. March will be NaNoWriMo. May will be NaNoWriMo. Nathan Novel Writing Month, not National Novel Writing Month. NaLoWriMo, Nathan Lowell Writing Month. I guess it would be NaLoNoWriMo. Who the hell cares? Goal is 6 books next year. I'm well on the way to writing a new book for this year. I've got to get the back-end production squared away. But key to that is having a steady supply of new content coming in and making some sort of arrangement with an editor. I still am waiting for the last edits and owner's share. I'm hoping against hope that I'll be able to produce owner's share within a few days of the end of the month, that I'll get the edits back in time to put owner's share out before half past December. If not, it'll have to go into February 1st. And I'll release it. Unless it comes out in time so I can release it on January 1st. I suppose I could always release a book on January 1st and then let it run while I'm writing the next one. And the editor is working on a second one. Because publishing a book doesn't require me to do a whole lot of... pay a whole lot of attention to it once it's been released in the wild. So yeah, I'll have to think about factoring that in. It is so much fun to watch them though. So one of my friends, one of my online colleagues, is studying titles. He's working on the notion that a memorable title, divorced from any other input, is objectively definable, for lack of a better term. He's built a little hot or not kind of page where he gives you two titles from a random list of 25 and asks you to say, which one would you read? Now, I've probably skewed his data way off because I've run like 150 or 200 out of about 250 or 300 trials. Because I find it very interesting, as there's actually a pattern to the titles that he has. There's a pattern that I've noticed for myself, in terms of the titles that I prefer, and I found it quite interesting. And frankly, I think he's kind of spending time on a non-factor. I think there's so many other things that go into a title, a good title. An engaging title. Now he has limited to genre, so for fantasy titles, so that's a help. And he's also limited to the 25 titles he's selected. And he has an interesting collection of titles from two syllables up to, I don't know what the highest number is. He's got one that's pretty long. Five or six, or maybe six or seven syllables long. He's got a variety of titles that some have and some don't have articles. Some have definite articles, some have indefinite articles. So there's an interesting collection. And the meters change. Da 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 da. Da da. Da da da. Da 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 da. So the emphasis changes across some of them. And I noticed that I tended to prefer titles that had a definite article. I tended to pass titles that sounded overly bombastic, overly hyperbolic. Monkpool. The ultimate evil. No, I'm not going to read that. He's got two or three that have the word dead or death in them, and they tended to be, no. Had some that were kind of upbeat, that were sort of quirky. The Pleasure Thief was one, I remember. That was sort of like, I don't know. When The Pleasure Thief is paired with Rivers of Blood, The Pleasure Thief wins. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. He's only got 25 titles, and there are a lot of factors. Number of syllables, the meter, and the absence or presence of a leading article. So a title like Blood Song could be A Blood Song or The Blood Song. And he only has Blood Song, so he doesn't test them with or without the indefinite articles, which would be, I think, an interesting choice. I really do think there's more than a simple semantic analysis can tease out. I think the factors are perhaps too complex. But at least finding a structure, a pattern of pleasing titles, it might prove useful. Now, I can't imagine changing the titles of the Cher series. It's because they are built in. They are part of the structure of the book. And I think any good title, any really good title, is going to be built into the structure of the book. I can't imagine naming Ravenwood anything else but Ravenwood. I can't imagine naming Xiphereus Call anything besides Xiphereus Call. I can't imagine naming the Hermit of Lammas Wood anything but the Hermit of Lammas Wood, because those titles drove the creation of the book. Well, that's not true. Ravenwood was a title I came up with, I think, after. No, I'm not sure now. I don't remember. But I suppose if you were on the fence about a title, having a structure that was more likely to be memorable, more likely to be repeated, more likely to be picked, that might be useful. I look for the rhythm. I look for the sound of them. I look for the way they trip off the tongue, the Hermit of Lammas Wood. Da 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 da. Zephyria's call. Da 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 da. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if he comes up with anything. I'm not sure he has a wide enough sample to actually examine structure. I'm not sure there are enough of each kind of structure. And I'm not sure he's going to open it up to the wider world eventually. And if and when he does, I'll make sure that I'll put a link to it in the blog, in the show notes, and mention it on the walk. So yeah, the weekend's word count production was relatively minor. It was I'm cautiously optimistic, because in spite of the fact that things didn't go exactly as I planned, I can be pretty sure that at any given month things aren't going to go exactly as I plan. And so the question becomes, can I build a plan that's flexible enough to account for the stuff that doesn't happen the way I plan and still make my goal, which is actually the basis of good project management? So can I build enough flexibility into the schedule so that even though I might have a rather tightly coupled plan, there's room for tasks to shift in and out without disrupting the plan? If I write 10,000 words a day, there's nothing to stop me from writing 5,000 words the next day. If I write 3,000 words one day, 8,000 words the next day is possible. 10,000 words the next day is possible. I need clean days, and right now I'm not getting any clean days. I'm not getting days where I don't get interrupted. I haven't had a day where I wasn't interrupted all month long. Even yesterday, because I started late, I spent the whole day playing catch-up. I had a kitchen that looked like the Three Stooges had baked a cake in it. I had laundry to do, which was actually no big deal, because I like doing laundry while I'm trying to write. The breaks to change laundry loads over and to fold a load from the dryer give me a chance to surface and let my mind kind of idle and consider what I've got so far. And that usually lets me sit down with new insight and fresh resolve, at least a fresh cup of coffee. So yeah, there's a lot going on yesterday that got in the way of actual writing. But I'm still close. I'm still within striking distance. There's 10 days at the end of the month for me to overflow into, to get a completed draft, to get a completed story, to get a whole arc in place. So the goals are aggressive, but they're also flexible. 18 minutes? 18 minutes on the back half. Not a great back half, but given the walks that I've had of late, they were pretty decent, all things considered. So, with that, it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.